So a big thank you to Chris and Maddie that support me up here. And, you know, I can't thank them enough for that. So, you know, I give them 110% whenever I can because of all the support they give me. And, it could end up a good day. It all depends on the luck of the running and get a good run in the race because the fields are big. And, you know, we all need a little bit of luck, don't we?
Yeah, no, so, exactly.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow. You know, I think I've got a nice book of rides tomorrow.
Good on you, Robbie. We appreciate you coming on and being a part of our coverage. We're looking forward to being there tomorrow and Saturday morning for our Sky Racing Network, and we wish you the best at Eagle Farm.
Oh, thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it, really. Thank you so much.
Good on you. Robbie Fradd joining us there from Queensland, with Le Juge certainly being one of his main rides. Well, we get through today, Maury and Hawkesbury. Tomorrow it's Beef Week Cup Day at Casino, always a huge day there. We go through Saturday with Randwick and Gosford and Eagle Farm and Flemington and all the meetings. And then on Sunday, it's a huge day for the Shoalhaven Heads Turf Club at Nowra, and Lynn Locker's there, the club secretary. Morning to you, Lynn.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. It seems an eternity away when you start thinking about all the racing that we've got between now and Sunday, but this is a huge day for the club.
It is. It's one of our biggest, well, if not our biggest race day of the year, and we're looking forward to a great day. We've got some fantastic trainers and some great quality horses coming, some great jockeys, and we're looking forward to a fantastic race day.
I note the fields are out here now, and your first is just before midday with eight races. And looking at them, they're all strong competitive numbers in the races.
They are. We're very pleased. I'm very pleased with the acceptances. And I think the quality of horses is, really good. So we're hoping for a fantastic race day and a great day for anyone that's coming along just the day out.
It showcased prize money as well, and that certainly helps getting the numbers there, Lynn.
It does, and we're running actually a jockey's premiership, the Nathan Berry Memorial, and a trainer's premiership, the Bede Murray Memorial. So it's a good opportunity. The most successful jockey and trainer on the day will receive those trophies and the prize money, and we thought that would be a good incentive. We've done that every year for a number of years since Nathan passed away and Bede passed away.
Yeah, I know Tommy is very keen to be there a part of the day. He's always in support.
My favourite jockey.
Yes, many people. No, he's one of the favourites. No, we all like Tommy. So the Nowra Showcase Cup is sponsored by the Country Motor Company, and you've got terrific other sponsors. And for people that may be in that area, I hope the weather forecast is staying firm.
The weather forecast is beautiful, like today. It's just a lovely warm day, and it'll be a great day to be sitting out in the sun just watching some fantastic racing.
Yep. 11:55 the first. It's for the Shoalhaven City Turf Club. It's the big Nowra Showcase prize money, $30,000, with the cup worth $45,000. So we wish you the best, Lynn. I hope it's a terrific day for everybody.
Thanks, Andrew. And the track looks fantastic, and you won't be disappointed, anyone that comes. It'll be a great day.
Good on you. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Tommy.
Lynn Locke joining us, club secretary there at Nowra, for that big meeting on Sunday. Good luck to Casino, who race tomorrow with the Beef Week Cup. Just a couple of other quick snippets before I head off. Conti Patiro for Adrian Bott and Gabe Waterhouse is going to have an exhibition gallop on Saturday with Alasio. That's why it didn't trial yesterday at Wyong. Gem of Scotland, the two-year-old for Rex Lip, that's backing up. It drew wide in the race on Saturday, but it's certainly done particularly well and will line up Gem of Scotland at Eagle Farm. Satori for Matt Allerton and Simon Zara has flown up during the week, did a little bit of a light gallop this morning. Very positive to get the right run of the race, Satori, in the Fred Best coming from Barrier 5. And Bonami, who barrier trialled yesterday, Jason Deemer has said the horse, they've been extremely happy with the way the horse has come through that Wyong trial, and they are now looking towards the June Stakes, first up on June 8 at Randwick, over 1,100 metres. And I got a text from Matt Smith just a few minutes ago, relevant to his two runners at Randwick. Tonsor is unlikely due to the barrier. Kanunga in the last is racing and working very well. So that's Matt Smith's notes for Randwick on Saturday. Tonsor unlikely due to the barrier, and Kununga, who lines up in the last, is racing and working very well. That's it for the news hour. We've covered plenty of ground. We're obviously going to be following the story around Damien Flower when he appears in the Liverpool court later in the day. You'll be able to be kept up to date as well by going to the Daily Telegraph. They'll be all over the story right through the day as well. After our news break, it's a full preview for Hawkesbury with Chantelle Buckley.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Madison. Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio News. One of Australia's leading racehorse owners, Damien Flower, has been arrested in Sydney on drug importation charges overnight. Flower was taken into custody from his southwest Sydney home. He's facing six counts of importing a commercial quantity of a border-controlled drug. Five people arrested over an organised criminal syndicate suspected of exploiting at least 70 disabled victims will face court today. It's alleged the gang provided services such as cleaning in Western Sydney, but overinflated the cost for work and was never completed. Investigators say they stole up to $1 million given through the National Disability Insurance Scheme. A baby is one of six people to contract measles after coming in contact with an affected overseas traveller in Victoria, marking 22 people who have now been diagnosed in Victoria with the measles so far this year. And Sydney has been warned to expect water restrictions as most of New South Wales suffers through below average rainfall. Cordo Dam is sitting on 40% capacity, while the overall network of Sydney's dams is just below 54% full, dropping about a quarter of their volume in the past year. The first stage of the water restrictions will take effect in around 10 weeks' time if there is not enough rain. Making headlines in sport this morning, Usman Khawaja has handed Australia an injury scare after Steve Smith's start in Australia's World Cup warm-up win. Khawaja's innings was cut short when stuck on five, but Smith took control, carving 76 from 82 deliveries to steer Australia to a 7-wicket win. Khawaja is expected to face England in Saturday's second World Cup warm-up game, though, after scans this morning came back clear. And New South Wales coach Brad Fittler has given his strongest indication yet that he'll retain halfback Nathan Cleary following a recent heart-to-heart meeting between the pair. Cleary has one final chance tonight to keep his spot for the State of Origin opener when Penrith take on Parramatta. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Target's mid-season event is now on with 20% off all footwear. That's 20% off all women's, men's and kids' footwear. Hurry, offer ends this Sunday. At Target, exclusions apply. Greenacre, Stacey Street, a car breakdown, northbound lane 2, approaching the Hume Highway. Silverwater, the M4, another truck breakdown at Silverwater Road off-ramp, westbound in the breakdown lane. And Seven Hills, Prospect Highway, car and bus accident, westbound at Stanton Road. Services in attendance there. Together, we can make work a safer place, because no matter what you do, safety starts with you. For safety tools and tips, visit safetystartswithyou.newsouthwales.gov.au. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio is off to Shoalhaven Sunday for Nowra Cup Day plus Girls Day Out. There's lucrative prizes in the fashions on the field plus thrilling racing. Sunday morning at 10, get the Nowra winners on Sky Sports Radio.
Kevin Tari dashes away in the round with Guineas.
Speed.
It's Harry Angel that wins the July Cup.
Class.
Here comes the favourite Astern, and the colt is letting rip with a big run.
Brilliant. You'll find them all on the Darley roster, from local heroes to world-renowned champions, proven stallions to the next big thing. See our new roster and fees at darley.com.au. Success in the ring and on the track starts with a Darley stallion, and the rest will follow.
Wideline Windows and Doors can help make your next build or home reno a success. Drop into any showroom and check out their extensive range of quality aluminium and timber designs, all backed by a 7-year guarantee. Any size, any shape, any space. Wideline's experts will help create the perfect frame for your view. There's never been a better time to take a closer look at Wideline Windows and Doors. Showrooms open at Port Macquarie, Broadmeadow, Tuggerah, Rosebery and coming soon to Liverpool.
Mum, I have the gift.
What?
What gift do you present?
A Bingley bonus 10% gift card with TVs 55 inches and above.
Oh, Lano, repeat after me.
Okay.
You have the Bingley gift card.
You have the Bingley gift card.
No, say I have the Bingley gift card.
Mum has the Bingley gift card.
Receive a bonus 10% gift card when you buy any TV 55 inches and above at Bingley.
Receive.
Lano, stop.
Conditions apply.
Sky Sports Radio has all the Group 1 Brisbane Carnival action. Saturday, Racing HQ comes from Eagle Farm as many Stradbroke contenders clash in the Kingsford Smith Cup. Plus, race morning at 9:30, get the Eagle Farm tips. Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 14 past 10. Jeff Haynes is at Hawkesbury today for the races. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning, Sean.
Now, the day look good?
No, it's nice and sunny, but very heavy smoke here, mate. Yeah, it's not the prettiest day. But,
the haze.
Yeah, very hazy, mate. Yeah. So hopefully there's a bit of a breeze getting up late and blow it away.
Exactly. The track, how's it look for you today?
We've got up as a good four. Grant Buckley wrote it this morning, said just had a little bit of give in it. It might get to a three because it's, even though there's fairly heavy smoke around, it's still pretty warm. We put a fair bit of water on, yeah, but the good four, rail true, penetrometer, 4.82, which is right in the good four range.
All right, terrific. So basically, you're starting off at as good as you can get, and it just depends on circumstances throughout the day.
Exactly right, mate.
All right, good on you, Jeff. Have a good day, and hopefully the smoke blows away.
Hey, thanks, John. Cheers.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Haynes at the Hawkesby. Chantelle Buckley's going to find the winners for us. Morning, Shani.
Morning, Cozzy. How are you?
I'm good. It's a bit of a nuisance, that smoke, isn't it? It's hanging around.
Yeah, look, it's a lot thicker this morning than it was yesterday. But, yeah, we'll make do with what we've got, and hopefully it doesn't affect the horses today.
Yeah, and the participants as well, the people. Now, the first there today, we've got a combined class one of Maiden. One Love Silly, $2.90. Two Northern Voyage, $8. Three Prolongo, $126. Four Watch the Cat, $6. Five Wild Impact, $1.95. Six Lexi's Choice, $8.50. Favour the Five Wild Impact, $1.95.
Look, I've gone against the favourite here. I tipped her last start, so I've gone against her today. I'm going to put the Scott Singleton train, Watch the Cat, on top. If he can, if he can produce his run from three starts to go behind the white turf, I thought that was credible enough to win this. He then went straight to the Frank Packer Plate after finishing second there, so they must have thought enough of him. He wasn't disgraced by any means, only beaten five lengths in a Group 3. Then dropped him right back to a Class 1 maiden at Newcastle over the 23.65 last start. I thought he was quite plain, but in saying that, he may not have run out the trip, so he's back to a distance that we know he'll get for sure. And if, as I said, if he just produces that run from three starts ago, then he should be able to win a race like this. And you've got to respect horses trained at their home track returning here. In the second spot, I've got no doubt about that Wild Impact is certainly the one to beat. She opened up 2.30, got out to 2.40, but back into $1.95. So there's been heavy support for her here this morning. Look, she had every possible chance. I thought she settled in a good spot the other day in a Class 2. That was over the 1,800. The winner, Bard, he just got all the favours up in front. He led, he kicked, and she wasn't able to run him down. She was beating about 2.6 overall. So she's had two runs under her belt now. She should be ready to peak third up. Into a third spot, I've got Love Sealy. Look, this is an European galloper that Australian Bloodstock have purchased, and he went to Newcastle first up over the 1890, over the benchmark 64. Got stuck probably about 150 out, got held up for a few strides, but I don't think it really cost him the win by any means. I thought it was a solid effort. Just a matter of sometimes these horses hit a bit of second up syndrome, so I just wasn't convinced that today would be his day. I think he'll run well, though. And the two Northern Voyage, he'll be up there on speed. I'd say he probably will lead them up. He won a maiden at Kembla two starts ago over the mile, then stepped up to a city grade, probably a little bit outclassed, was up on speed there and beaten about 10 at length, but he's got fitness on his side now. So 4, 5, 1, and 2 in the first cousin.
All right, race 2, 1 Dashing Appeal is 14, 2 Oramon Zoo, $5, 3 The Golden Bear, 34, 4 Alice of Ulster, 19, 5 Royal Anthem, 650, 6 Elevadil, 460, 7 Killer Instinct, 2 even, 8 Rose of War, 81, 9 The Summit, $9, favourite 2 even, 7 Killer Instinct.
Yeah, you can't really go past her. I mean, last night you were shopping about the $2.70 quote, so she's firmed up quite significantly overnight. If you go back and watch her run at Newcastle the other day, she settled a fair way back. She did have a bit of cover, but she just had too much work to do. from the top of the straight there, and I thought she rattled off quite nicely, beating the 1.3 overall behind Counterfeited. Elle of a Deal ran second in the race, and of course she meets Elle of a Deal again here today. But just off that run, I thought it was a credible run, and she should be able to get the job done today. She's got a good draw. She won't settle too far back, and hopefully she'll be able to do her best work late. In the second spot, I'm going to throw the two Ormenzu. I thought he was good when leading them up here last start. Look, he's been knocking on the door. He's had 9 goes for four minor placings. Look, I didn't expect him to lead last time out, but he did. And he was tough. He was beaten 0.4 of a length to the line there. So I'm happy enough to give him another chance here. His stablemate, Elle of a Deal. Now, it's interesting because in the Stewart's report, she was to be ridden more conservatively last time out at Newcastle, but she settled up on the speed, and they've applied blinkers today. So I'm assuming from gate two, she'll be up there, probably box feeding, I would suggest. She looks like the horse that's had the least amount of convictions in the race. So, you know, maybe at start number four, she can get the job done. And I'm going to throw the Top Weight Dashing Special. Look, I know he's had this will be his 29th start with 13 minor placings, but I've got a bit of a soft spot for him, and I always throw him in the mix. So 7-2, 6-1 in race number two.
All right, the third one, Castel Sant'Angelo, is $1.80. Now, number two, Battlers, $4.26. Three is Duclair, $4.20. Four, Spanish Rain, $26. Five, Stella Maris, $4.20. Six, Golden Creek, $26. Seven, Avera, $7.50. 8 Royal Duty, $101. Favourite number one, Castel Sant'Angelo, at $1.80.
Yeah, he's really firmed up this morning. $2 last night, $1.95 this morning, now into $1.80. So whether or not he firms up anymore, we'll have to wait and see. I had him on top originally last night on form line, and then I thought about it, and I thought, I'm going to go with the fit horse in the race, and that's Stella Maris. She meets him 5 kilos better. She gets the blinkers for the first time. She draws gate number two. Now, she came here last start. She drew 9, was caught deep, and couldn't get in just due to that awkward barrier from the 1300 there. She'll do no work, and as I said, she meets him a lot better in the weights, and she's got the fitness on his side. So I'm going to put her on top over Castel Sant'Angelo. Nothing wrong with his form. He went to Newcastle on debut over the 1400, was beaten under a length, then went straight to a City 3-year-old maiden over the mile there, was up outside the leader, and I thought it was a tough effort to only be beaten half a length on that occasion. They then sent him straight to the paddock. Now he comes here with 3 trials under his belt. Thought his recent trial was good behind the likes of Grey Lion on the white turf and also Fierce Impact. So comes out of a pretty hot heat, and he's coming to a maiden here on a midweek provincial meeting. So obviously in the main danger, but it's just a matter of how fit and forward he is. Into a third spot, I'm going to throw the 7, Ivera. I don't really know what to make of her run the other day at Wyong. Maybe she just couldn't make up the ground, but prior to having that run at Wyong, she was good here in a maiden over the 1500. And then we'll also put in the 4th spot, the 3, Duclair. I wasn't really taken by his run here on debut. He's a 2-year-old colt, crossover noseband for the first time. The saddle did slip on the jockey there, but I still don't think it hindered his course. He's beaten almost 3 lengths, but he steps out to the 1500 at start number 2. So we'll go 5-1, 7-3 in the third cause.
Okay, the 4th now, 1 Oz Fighter, 3 even, 2 Convinced, 280, 3 Secretively, 2 even, 4 Amplified, 18, 5 Benoni is 19, number 6 Done Right, 81, 7 Nice One Wilson, 71, 8 Norma Jean, 71, and 9 Cinderella, 151, 2 even favourite, 3 Secretively.
I couldn't believe how much support has come for this colt. I had secretively on top last night, and you were getting about $3.10, whereas Convinced was a favourite. Now this fella's firmed right into the $2 mark, so someone's jumping on board him. But he showed good speed from a wide gate there. He drew 11 on debut over the 1200 at Canterbury, set up outside the leader. Look, he tired late, but I think he'll be better for the run. He's dropping back quite a bit in grade here. He draws the 1, so that's why I've gone with him, because he'll do no work. Whether or not he leads, I don't know, but if he doesn't, he'll get a nice run just in behind them, and hopefully he'll have the last crack at them. Steps out to the 1300 here, so he's on top for mine. Convinced, I thought his run was okay on debut there. He took a sit. I don't think he would never have beaten the winner, but he was almost going to run second the entire way, and then he was nabbed on the line for second, so he finished into third spot there. But I just thought the gate, I don't know where he maps here. He could get caught out on a limb. 1,300 here, it's always tricky. If you don't get in, you're going to be caught deep, and it's pretty much turning, a turning circuit from there on in. So he might get deep if he doesn't get into a spot quick, smart. The one Oz Fighter, he placed over the mile here last preparation. I think he probably wants a touch further, but he could do something here second up, and he gets the blinkers for the first time, which is a significant gear change for him. And then the four, Amplified, a filly that hasn't done anything in all four runs, but she wasn't too bad behind Outback Diva two starts ago. When she was beaten three lengths. Outback Diva then came out and bolted in at Kambala last week. So maybe the form around her is strong enough to suggest that she could run a creditable race here. 3, 2, 1, and 4 in the fourth.
Now, race 5, 1 Banjo's Voice is 6.50, 2 Define, 2 and 126, 3 Please James, 41. 4 Royal Monarch, 350, 5 Scarpa, 7, 6 Touch of Purple, 13, 7 Braywood Gold, 21, 8 Breaking Cover, 225, 9 Out, 10 Princess Eve, 81, 11 C Senor, 23, 12 Parlor, 18, 13 Out, 225 Favourite, 8 Breaking Cover.
And I've been waiting for this filly to come back to the races. I made her a take 2 after my last run. That's Breaking Cover, the favourite I'm talking about. She came to Hawkesbury last meeting. She was unwanted in the market. She was about a $15 chance. She settled a long way back, or they just ran her off her feet, to be honest, and I loved the way she attacked the line. She wore the favourite down to 0.4 of a length there. That was over the 1,100. She steps out to the 1,400. She draws gate number 2. She'll get a beautiful run just in behind them. Whether or not she settles a little bit closer today, again, the tempo obviously won't be as quick as it was over the 1,100, and hopefully she can get the job done at start number 2. I've made her one of my best on the card out here. So she's a clear standout, the 5, Scarpa. Just thought with the 4-kilo claim for Atsu Mahita. He gets in with the 55 kilos there. He's had 12 goes now for 3 mile of placings, but one of his placings was here at about $151, actually. So if he can replicate that run, then you could give him a top 4 chance. The 7 is the next best here, Braidwood Gold. Look, if she can replicate a run from 2 starts ago at Wyong, that was a country provincial maiden over the 1350, same type of race as this. She could run well. Last start, probably put a line through it. She was beaten about 12 lengths there, so not sure. There was nothing in the Stewart's report to suggest that there was any major cause of that. And then into 4th spot, we'll throw Banjo's Voice. He's placed on the track before. He gets out to a trip that probably suits him a lot better than his first up trip of 1,100. So we'll give him a chance. 8, 5, 7, 1 in the first leg of the quad equals.
All right. Now, the sixth event, 1 Jet Girl, 4.40. 2 Only Want to Sing, 4.40. 3 Prophet's Voice, 8. 4 Hazewind Shadow, 11. 5 Out. 6 Johnny Rhubarb, 18. 7 Peyton Everything, 280. 8 Karingal Star, 11. 9 Island Grange, 12. Number 10, Quick Spin, 34. 11 Inner Spring, 81. Our favourite here is 7 Pack and Everything, $2.80.
I've gone 1379. I'm going to put the top weight on top here, Jet Girl. I like the fact that Dean Murphy has opted to claim here on this mare, so she goes around with 60 on her back. Prior to last start, she'd have put 3 wins on the board. Obviously, one of them was last preparation, but she resumed here over the 900 at Wellington, won that, then went to the Anzac Day Sprint at Bathurst, won that. They took it to the Satellite out at Parks, which was probably a very handy race, to be honest. It was an open company field, and she was just in behind the leaders. She always looked as though she was going to finish in the top 3, but then late, the rest of the field swamped her. So the form reads that she was beaten 1.7. She finished 6th of 12, but I think there was merit in the run. She draws gate 6 here, so look, it's a straight run to the turn. I'm not too worried about where she settles, but I just love the fact that they've claimed off her again. So I'm going to put her on top of the 3, which is Prophet's Voice. I think this horse has a fair bit of ability. Now, it has been 6 weeks since his last start. He's a rising 5-year-old with only the 5 runs under his belt, but he won a Kembla Grange Bait, then had a freshen up, came here back in July of last year, finished second in a handy enough class 1, then went straight to town and was beaten 4 lengths there now. 2 trials, which I said were, you know, 6 weeks ago, but finished, was he beaten 3 lengths behind Daisy Doom in a trial, and then his recent trial, he was 4 lengths behind Girl Tuesday and Grey Line, and they quadrupled the listed race there on Saturday. So, you know, he comes out of pretty handy races, and as I said, I think he's got a bit of ability, but obviously he's had a few problems along the way. The 7, taking everything. I was just a bit disappointed in her efforts here last start when she started $1.50 or $1.65, actually. She does get the winkers for the first time. I don't think the jockey couldn't offer any excuses, and there was nothing in the steward's report. So either she wasn't up to it or she was just having an off day. So we'll put her in, and then my fourth selection is the 9 here from the Les Tilly stable, Island Grange. I'm going to give him a chance. She loves the trip here. And last start was credible enough. That was a 64 race at Wyong. But we'll go 1.379 in the second leg.
Race 7, 1 Romantic Whisper, 2.90. Team at South 360, 3 Moana Jewel, $5. 4 M, 5 and 6 down, 7 Polhampton, 9 Mr. Catter, 10. I'm rushing at 41. 2.91 Romantic Whisper.
4.12 and 7 for me. In race number 7, look, I've gone with Terrell. I think that's how we pronounce it. Terrell from the Godolphin Yard. She's an Animal Kingdom filly. What I liked about her win on debut was that she was unwanted in the market there. She sat just in behind them. She got to the outside. She took forever and a day to wind up. But she really knuckled late when Blake Spriggs was able to get at her. And she won the race by 0.2 of a length. Had it have been further, she would have been pulling away from the field. So I think the 1400 looks like the obvious step up in distance here. The only concern for mine is, well, two concerns. A maiden going straight to a class 1. And then my other reservation was she's drawn great number 9, which is never easy to do. Over the 13 and 1400 here at Hawkesbury. So I'm going to take her on trust and hope that she's really come on from that. So she's on top ahead of Romantic Whisper. Look, nothing wrong with what she's been doing. Her win 2 starts ago at Randwick was good, but she did kick and she was run down late. She held the race by about a nose, and then she went to Newcastle, adapted the same tactic, led, and then was run down. So I'm just not sure if she's going too hard in her races and that she might be vulnerable late. If she is, that's certainly when Terrell will be on her back and hopefully can get the upper hand there. The 2 Steamboat Sally, I should say, her run second up was good at Newcastle there. She led, she controlled the race, she gave a kick. The winner happened to be Loved One, who came out and won quite impressively at Kembla on Tuesday. So the form around her is good. But then the 3rd horse went to Gunnedah on Sunday and was beaten, and also on beaten favourite. So whilst the winner was good out of the race, the rest of them I can't really make a strong case for. And 7, Polhampton, rule out, put a line through her last run at Scone there. She's beaten 5 lengths, but her run first up at Warwick Farm in a benchmark 70 was good. She was beaten less than a length there behind Invictus Salute. So 4, 1, 2, and 7 in the penultimate event.
Now the final event, race 8, 1 is out, 2 Go Fish Go, 3.30, 3 Euro Blaze, $6, number 4 I'm a Country Boy, 10, 5 McMahon, 12, 6 African Academy, 21, 7 Hostman Saturday, 50, 8 Norton, 12, 9 Saturday, 12, 10 out, 11 out of Mortimer, 70, 12 the Tower, 81, 13 Dragon Shadow, 34, favourite, 30, number 2 Go Fish Go.
Not a bad little race to end the day here, a class 1 affair. Obviously we lost the top weight, so we lost a couple of wanted horses in the market. It's Horse Thunder and also Bondi Boy, but I originally have Arden Moore on top. I had him as my value bet because last night he was $6, and I just looked this morning and he's now into $3.70, so there goes the value right out the door. But I'm going to put him on top. Go back and watch his run last start at Kembla. He was very, very unlucky. He drew the 1, box seated, had a beautiful run in transit, but when it came to getting out, he just could not get out. Poor Travis Wolfram had absolutely nowhere to go, and he looks like a big unit that probably appreciates a bit of galloping room. I reckon Travis was probably held up for about 150 metres, and when he got out, the bird had flown. Love My Cashews had gotten a split and skipped clear. But what I liked about his effort was he didn't shirk the task. He actually did rally to the line well enough, but it was just too late by that stage. So he's got a good draw here. A few of the favoured runners have drawn wide, so he'll get the best run in transit there, and he's had 2 runs under his belt now. So I think this race suits him down to the ground. He's on top ahead of, I'll put him in the second spot, the 8 here, which is Norton. Now, they've changed a few gear changes here with him.